The wait is over. Lookers into Bookers, the Tourism Marketing Blueprint by Chris Torres has officially launched. Whether you're looking to attract more customers, build a powerful brand, or master digital marketing strategies, this book is your ultimate guide to turning interest into bookings. Available now in all good online bookstores.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we dig up those fascinating insights, you know, we all crave, right? And today, oh boy, today we're taking a trip, but not just any trip. We're going into the future of travel itself.
The future of travel, huh? That's a pretty big promise.
It is, us. And I know what you might be thinking, AI and tourism, is that really something I need to know about? Trust me, even if you aren't booking a vacation right this second, this stuff is mind-blowing. We're jumping headfirst into an article by Chris Torres. It's called How AI Can Help Tour Operators Elevate Their Digital Marketing. And let me tell you, it's an eye-opener.
Oh, I know that article. What struck me was, it's not just some fluffy overview. Torres gets into the nitty-gritty of how AI is changing things, not just that AI is changing them.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a roadmap, you know? He covers everything from those scarily accurate recommendations you get, like, how do they know what I want?
Yeah.
To chatbots that are like having a travel agent on speed dial 24/7. But before we go down that rabbit hole, let's talk personalization. Have you ever been on a trip and it felt like it was made for you, down to the smallest detail?
Oh, absolutely. I think everyone has at some point, even if they didn't realize that's what was happening.
That's the power of it, right? Like, AI is becoming the master puppeteer behind those experiences. Torres, in his article, he lays out these three ways it's happening. Number one, targeted emails. Now, picture this. You get an email from some tour company, right? Sounds boring, but hold on. This isn't some generic blast they sent to a million people. This email, it's talking about destinations similar to places you've already loved. Maybe it even suggests, like, activities you've mentioned enjoying on social media, because AI connected the dots.
Yeah, it's like having a digital stalker, but in a good way. I mean, think about Netflix, Amazon. They're already doing this with movies and products, right? It's all about analyzing what you've liked in the past to predict what you'll want next.
And that's the key prediction. It's like having this friend who knows your taste better than you know it yourself. But it goes beyond just recommendations. Torres then gets into dynamic websites. Now, these are wild. They actually change based on what you're looking at. So say you're searching for a family vacation, right? As you browse, the website might start showing more kid-friendly stuff, activities, resorts, even tips for traveling with little ones.
And behind the scenes, it's using all that data. You kind of forget websites, collect cookies, browsing history. It's actually pretty amazing when you think about it.
It's like the website's reading your mind, but in a good way, because it wants to give you what you want. And speaking of giving you what you want, the third way Torres highlights AI is through, you guessed it, personalized ads. We all get them, those ads that make you think, oh, do they even know me? But what if those ads, instead of being for stuff you'd never buy in a million years, were actually for things you might really want?
That's the difference between an annoyance and actually valuable information, right? When an ad is relevant, suddenly you're interested.
Totally. And that's the magic of this whole personalized AI thing. It's about those experiences feel tailor-made from the second you even think about your next trip all the way till you get back home with a suitcase full of souvenirs.
Okay, so we've done recommendations, but let's switch gears. Let's talk about those times when you're stuck on hold with customer service, pulling your hair out because your flight got canceled or whatever. Now imagine, it's 3 a.m., you're panicking about your flight confirmation, and bam, this friendly chatbot pops up ready to help.
It's like the dream, right? 24/7 customer service that actually works. But what I found really interesting is Torres points out that chatbots are becoming more than just like FAQ answers. They're actually getting good at talking to potential customers, you know, like guiding them through the whole planning process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so walk me through that. What does that look like in real life?
Okay, so picture this. You're on some tour company's website, right? You're adding stuff to your itinerary, maybe even putting in your credit card info.
Oh, I've been there. So close to booking.
Exactly. But then life, right? The phone rings, your cat wants attention, whatever, and you navigate away, totally forget about it. Now, in the old days, that trip is gone.
Mm-hmm.
But with this new chatbot thing, instead of losing that sale, the chatbot pops up like, hey, you forgot about me.
I mean, not literally like that, I hope, but that's so smart. It reminds me of those abandoned cart emails you get from online stores. Same principle.
It is. They're taking what works elsewhere and bringing it to travel. But I gotta say, as cool as a chatbot Could be. I've also had those experiences where it's like talking to a brick wall. You know, the responses make no sense. You just want to scream. The robotic chatbot, the worst. And Torres actually mentions that, how a bad chatbot is worse than none at all. It turns people off.
Makes you wonder who designed these things sometimes, huh? It's like they forgot there are humans involved. Which, speaking of humans, this whole idea of AI predicting the future, that's what Torres gets into next. Don't worry, no crystal ball needed. It's more like using data to figure out what's going to be popular before it is.
So instead of just guessing, tour operators could actually anticipate what travelers will want. That's powerful stuff.
Right. And Torres breaks it down and gives us these concrete examples. So first up, booking trends. Instead of relying on like gut feeling or whatever, tour operators can now use AI to look at all the data, right? Old bookings, seasonal trends, even stuff like weather patterns, social media,
Right.
and predict when people are going to want to travel to certain places.
Like imagine a company that does trips to, say, Iceland. They see all these searches for northern lights, people posting photos. AI analyzes that and says, boom, get ready. Shoulder season's going to be huge for Iceland this year. They can adjust prices, get the word out, even make sure they've got enough hotels and flights, all before the competition even knows what hit them.
It's like having a cheat code for the travel industry. And speaking of staying ahead of the game, AI is not just good at predicting where people want to go, but also how much they're willing to pay to get there.
Price optimization, always a tough one to get right. Too high and nobody books. Too low and you're leaving money on the table.
Exactly. But imagine having this tool, right? It looks at what your competitors are charging, how many people are searching for similar trips, even things like what kind of traveler is most interested in this destination, and then it tells you the sweet spot for pricing.
Talk about taking the guesswork out of running a business.
Yeah.
That level of data-driven decision-making can make or break a company.
No kidding. But here's where it gets really wild. AI can also spot travel trends before they even become trends. Remember when glamping suddenly became a thing?
Oh, yeah, like luxurious camping. Never understood the appeal myself, but hey, to each their own.
Right. Or what about staycations? Suddenly everyone was rediscovering their own backyards. Point is, AI can pick up on these shifts by analyzing like what people are talking about online, what kind of photos they're posting.
Even the captions people use. It's amazing how much information is out there just waiting to be analyzed.
It really is. So imagine you're a tour operator and your AI tells you, hey, people are really into sustainable travel right now. Boom. You've got a head start on creating eco-friendly tours, marketing them the right way.
It's like having a finger on the pulse of the entire travel community, always knowing what's coming next.
Speaking of knowing what's next, let's talk about how AI is changing the game for content creation. Now, before you start picturing robots writing travel blogs, hold on. We're not talking about replacing human creativity here, but rather about giving tour operators these tools to be more efficient, more
It's
effective.
about working smarter, not harder. Right.
Exactly. So imagine this. You're a tour operator. You're drowning in a sea of content creation. Blog posts, website copy, social media updates, email newsletters, it never ends.
Oh, tell me about it. The life of a content creator is a never-ending cycle of deadlines and brainstorming sessions.
But what if you had this AI assistant, right? It could help you come up with ideas, write catchy headlines, even draft whole paragraphs. Not to replace you, but to free you up for the more creative, strategic stuff.
And honestly, the technology has come a long way. I remember when those AI writing tools first came out, the output was so robotic, so obviously not written by a human. But now, it can be hard to tell the difference.
Seriously, and it's not just about spitting out words. AI can help you optimize your content for search engines, suggest hashtags, even tell you the best time to post on social media for maximum impact.
It's like having a marketing guru on speed dial, whispering all the secrets to online success in your ear.
Totally. But, and this is a big BUT, Torres makes a really good point about transparency. You gotta be upfront with your audience about using AI. Like, hey, this blog post was written with the help of AI, not pretending it was all you.
Absolutely. Authenticity is key. People connect with other humans, and while AI can be a fantastic tool, it's crucial to maintain that human touch in everything you do.
Couldn't agree more. Okay, so we've talked about personalized recommendations, predicting the future, even writing with robots. But now let's get down to the nitty-gritty of how AI can make life easier for tour operators by taking over those boring, repetitive tasks that suck up so much time.
You're talking about streamlining operations, boosting efficiency, music to any business owner's ears.
Right. And Torres gives some really practical examples. First up, email marketing. We already talked about AI personalizing emails, but it goes way beyond that. We're talking about automating the entire process, figuring out who gets what message, when to send it, even analyzing the results.
It's like having a tireless email marketing assistant working 24/7 to make sure those messages hit the mark every single time.
Exactly. And it's not just email. AI can work its magic on ad campaigns too, figuring out how much to bid, where to place your ads, making sure every dollar you spend is actually bringing in customers.
It takes the guesswork out of advertising, which could be a huge relief for businesses with limited budgets.
No kidding. But let's not forget about customer relationship management CRM. This is where AI can really shine. Right. Automating tasks, organizing customer data, even finding those potential customers who might have slipped through the cracks.
I mean, imagine AI analyzing all your customer interactions,
yep,
figuring out what they like, what they don't like, and then using that information to tailor future communication and offers. Talk about personalized service.
It's next level customer centricity. But hold on, there's more. AI can also be this amazing tool for understanding what your customers really want, even if they don't come right out and tell you.
It's like having a direct line into the minds of your target audience, uncovering those hidden desires and motivations.
Exactly. Torres calls this social listening, which basically means using AI to analyze online conversations, reviews, social media posts.
Not just looking at likes and follows, but really digging into the WHY behind customer behavior. Why are they choosing certain destinations? What are their pain points? What are they saying about their experiences?
Exactly. So you can use AI to see how people feel about your brand, your tours, even specific destinations. Are they raving about your customer service, wishing you offered more sustainable options, sharing amazing photos that make others want to book a trip? This is Goal LD.
It's pure gold. And it allows you to make informed decisions about your business, refine your offerings, and anticipate future trends.
100%. And it's not just about gathering intel. AI can even help you respond to customer feedback in real time. Imagine being alerted whenever your brand is mentioned online, giving you the chance to address concerns, answer questions, maybe even snag some positive PR.
It's all about being proactive, engaged, showing your customers that you're listening and you care.
And here's where it gets truly mind-blowing. AI can actually uncover hidden desires and emerging trends just by listening to what people are saying online. It's like this crystal ball showing you where people want to go and what they want to experience before they even know it themselves.
Talk about staying ahead of the curve. It's like having a secret weapon in the ever-evolving world of travel and tourism.
It's pretty incredible to think about how far AI has come. What was once the stuff of science fiction is now reshaping the way we travel, explore, and experience the world around us.
And we're really just scratching the surface here. It's an exciting time to be in the travel industry, that's for sure.
It really makes you appreciate how much AI is changing the game for travel, huh? And Torres, he nails it in that article how this tech is like the secret weapon, you know, helping tour operators step up their marketing, give people those crazy personalized experiences everyone wants these days, and let's face it, making their own lives easier in the process.
Efficiency, personalization, and happier customers. Sounds like a win-win-win to me.
Exactly. It's about working smarter, not harder, right? And I think that's what makes this whole AI and tourism thing so fascinating. So, as we wrap up our little deep dive here, I want to leave you with a question to ponder. Imagine you're the tour operator. What one thing are you most excited to hand over to the AI, you know, to take off your plate? Is it building those super specific itineraries? No two the same. Or maybe it's predicting what your customers want before they even tell you. Or maybe you're just like, give me AI to handle all the busy work so I can get back to crafting amazing travel experiences.
See, that's the beauty of it. The possibilities are pretty much endless, which makes this whole field so ripe for exploration, you know.
Totally. Who knows what kind of incredible AI-powered adventures are just around the corner, right? Maybe one day, algorithms will be planning our entire vacations for us, knowing us better than we know ourselves. But until then, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep diving deep into the world around you. Thanks for joining us.
It's been a pleasure, as always. Until next time.